So I was in the shower, I was cleaning my ass and making all my shirts all sparkly, spanky clean.
I'm not the funny one, I'm the pretty one.
Cock shots. I just checked myself out.
Music, wine, and then move on to get on top.
A glory hole is like a dick theater. I've imagined your friends.
Which means your pants had better come off. Mama needs playtime.
We're not sluts.
We just love love. Hello, hello, podcast listeners.
I wasn't paying any attention at all.
I know.
Today, on a very special episode of By the By, this one is a special one because we recorded a podcast live during our escape to the tropics up in far north Queensland.
Yeah, we're all hanging out by the pool and just enjoying some sunshine and good company.
This is a weird one because it's got all the things that you expect in a By the By podcast. Sexy talk, candid talk, laughs, a wedding,
sexy games,
you know, everything that you might expect. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our own Escape to the Tropics live podcast.
All right. Here we are at this vacation's live podcast, which is pretty exciting. I'm sitting here with a hell of a lot of sexy, beautiful, smart people, and the gentleman is here too. Sorry, buddy. I will admit that we've got a few things that we want to get through. We want to talk. We've got some games and some fucking awesome prizes that we're going to give away. Before we get into it, there was something, it was a prize that I'd already promised, and I just want to see if they are here. So when we did, before we all came out here, we had a nice chat on RHP, and then somebody said, are there any other park run tragics in the group who are considering heading to Cairns on Saturday morning to get another of their tour list done? Tourist list done. I don't know what half those words mean. I know what they mean individually, but when you put them together, it makes no fucking sense to me. Running, exercising on vacation. Anyway, but then somebody by the name of Talented Fuckers. Are the Talented Fuckers here? No. Oh, too bad. So their response was, if you get up and do that after Friday night, you'll be our own Aussie icon, which I still think is brilliant. Talented Fuckers, wherever you are, we have something for you. But we've got more things to throw out there as well. Gifts and prizes and shit to give away. Woo! All right. Angela, since I have no idea what we're actually going to talk about, we also have a wedding to do near the end.
Oh, okay. We'll do that at the end? Okay.
Yeah, we have a wedding to do right before we give away. Because, you know, you do the main topic, you do the fun and games, you do the wedding. All that sort of happens willy-nilly style.
Okay. Yeah, so what we wanted to talk about today is how the lifestyle has changed you and or the relationship with your partner. And I know that it has absolutely changed me and our relationship. And, I mean, if I can go first, you can go first. I don't know who wants to go first.
You go first.
Me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So for me, I was introduced to the lifestyle by Bradford and some of his partners. That a couple that he was seeing at the time. And for me, it was kind of a wake-up moment because I knew that monogamy was not for me, but I didn't really know what that looked like. And so seeing options and seeing that I can make connections with people was a really lovely introduction. And then from there, it just absolutely blossomed, and it has made our relationship stronger. I would say that our communication skills are way better than any I've had with other partners before. And it's kind of nice knowing that I don't have to be everything for him, that I can just relax and be me and somebody else can do the other bits and pieces.
The parts you don't like?
Yeah, the parts I don't like. Yeah. But I feel like while it's not all roses and sunshine, we at least are able to talk through and work through things. And it's a lot less stressful. I'm not scared to bring things up like I was in previous relationships.
Yeah. And to add on to that, for me, it was one of those things that I was the gentleman for another couple, and so it was something that I really enjoyed and thought, well, Angela she's a crazy slut as well. She'll love this too. And when I mentioned it to her, she was like, yeah, let's give it a go. But just to add to that, like, I think one of the things that's important is two things, I guess. Firstly, if you can talk to your partner about who you'd like to fuck and who is sexy and what you like, then everything else becomes second nature. We've all got the friends who argue over who picks up the kids, over who pushes Jackie in the pool, over who takes out the trash. We all have those friends. But if we can talk to our partners about the sexy stuff, the rest of the stuff becomes kind of mundane. I will also add to that that, you know, people who see us in situations like this, people who listen to the podcast, all you get to see, it's the social media side, right? Yeah. You see only the positive stuff. And we all think that it's just always that. It's a lot of work that goes into it. And I think that everybody here knows that, and everybody listening at home may know that, that it takes a lot of effort, it takes a lot of patience, it takes a lot of communication, and that's hard, but it's worth it.
Yeah.
But this has opened my eyes up. I've said this multiple times this week. The friends that we have made through this community are people that we'll never forget, never lose, and never want to forget or lose.
Yeah, if we had not been in this lifestyle, we would not have met, I would have said, most of our current friends and family.
I would say all of our current friends and family.
And so I think for me, that's really one of the biggest takeaways, is that we've met just some amazingly wonderful people that have absolutely changed our lives. And there's no other way we would have met these people. You people, all of you. Yeah. And we love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Go on, tell me more. G-Man, you want to say anything?
When Angela was talking, I was remembering back to, I think, the first podcast I was on, and it was something that coming into the lifestyle after meeting the two of you was really my first introduction to it. And thinking back, I said then that I would never do it any other way now. And I still believe that. It's been such a great experience. And so, like you said, it's the people you meet and the connections you form. But like you said, it is hard work, Bradford. But I think the more hard work...
Wait, was there a comma there? it is hard work, Bradford.
but the more you do it, the easier it does become. And it's
like anal,
yeah. but I think it is easy. It is easy to talk about things that were once hard to talk about. It is definitely easier now. And the three of us have had some really deep and good conversations about various things that we won't go into now. But it is, you know, there was a time where I wouldn't have spoken to that with those things about my partner. But now it's easier, and it's a lot more accepting, and I feel more myself than what I ever have.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what I've gotten out of it.
So now to you all, is there any wise sage advice or wisdom or what you've learned about yourself, your partner, your relationship that anybody here would like to share?
Good, bad, and different.
We've got one right there.
Coming around.
Angela's on mic on the road, so she's like moving around.
And the roving microphone.
Roving microphone.
The one thing that I want to say is that I'm actually, now that I'm with Sizzle, is I'm actually more myself, more open, more honest than I've ever been in my life. I don't have to hide anything, don't have to pretend to be something that I'm not. I'm just who I really need to be and who I should be in my life. And it's actually made me a better person in Muggle world as opposed to with the lifestyle. But yeah, it's a great life for me because I'm actually open, honest, who I am. Yeah, there are bad times. We all have arguments and stuff. But the thing I find is when we do argue, one, they're fewer and further in between. But also you get over them quicker, because you are so open and honest with each other and you can move forward. That's what I get out of this.
And the makeup's a lot more fun too.
Oh, absolutely. The makeup is sensational.
Yeah.
And celebrating birthday parties and stuff like that at swingers clubs is even
better. It's even better, yeah. Yeah.
I love it.
Anybody from the other peanut gallery over there?
Don't be shy.
I know Gray likes to talk. Come on, Ray. I'm coming to you.
So I do want to, this is a perfect time to send, you know, because our last guest already said celebrating birthday parties. Today is a very special fellow's birthday. We all think very highly of him. You've heard him on our podcast before with his beautiful wife, Jackie. Ray, one of the faces behind Exclusively RHP. Happy birthday, mate.
Thank you very much. I suppose for Jackie and myself, and I hope I speak for her, we get great pleasure out of seeing people connect and meet new friends, and we sort of create these events and whatever we do through Exclusive and with Bradford and Angela through By the By, getting to people experience things that we experienced and connecting with friends. And there's friends that you go, we meet them for a lifetime and we might not necessarily see them every week or a month, or sometimes even years have passed through because of COVID. But it's just like we spoke yesterday when we catch up, and that's what we really appreciate.
All our family.
Yeah, woo! It's almost like a big extended family in some which way.
I'm more honest with you guys than I am with my family.
Yeah.
So how has it been different? How has it been different since you started down the path of the lifestyle as opposed to before?
I think you just be a lot more open. You're a lot more, well, for Jackie and I, a lot more respectful to other people. You don't have judgment. Well, we don't. Jackie and I don't have judgment towards other people. We accept people for whichever way they are, accept people for their sexuality a lot more. Personally, myself, I grew up in a small country town. If you said you're some on the spectrum of sexuality, you're frowned upon. And I find today that's totally not the case. So, yeah, which is great.
I've seen things I can't get out of my head.
Do you want to?
What have you got to say about it, Jackie?
I've seen things and done things now that I've never thought I would ever have done, but I don't know, it's just normal now.
It's a new normal.
And I love it, and I can be myself with you all. Mm. As I say, I'm not like that, obviously, with family. They don't even know I'm here.
They do now.
I don't think they would really listen to By and By.
I am a firm believer that everybody listens to By the
Pod. I don't know. I just love everyone, and I'm just appreciative of everyone.
I'm curious, has it changed your relationship since you all started doing the hosting thing and started doing the Exclusively RHP? Have you seen something? Has there been a difference, or is that just another thing that you do?
I think, good question. I think it's enhanced our relationship 100 times, personally ourselves, I think. And it's also that giving that we like to give out to people. And I think if you take the perspective of it's not about me, but what would it be for somebody else, I think that resonates pretty highly, to be quite true.
I just know I'm a pleaser, so whether I do or get anything out of it, I'm making sure that everyone else is happy. And that makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I say, I might not play or, you know, I don't know, do anything with anyone, but it's not intentional. I just want you guys to make sure that you guys are happy. And, that's the main thing, and that's what pleasure I get out of it. So, I mean, I'm happy for anyone to go with.
Just as an FYI. I love that.
That's my way of flirting.
And it works.
And my neck was open.
So were your legs.
I'm so proud. So proud of you.
They're your legs, Jackie.
Thank you very much. That was all I have to say.
Do we have anybody else that wants to throw their...
Yeah, we'll go.
Excellent.
Hold on.
This is great. Angela keeps getting deeper and deeper in the pool.
Yeah. Does that mean pretty soon she'll be all wet?
There we go.
That girl was born all wet, baby.
I saw it as a question. Goods and bads.
Goods. Yes, all of it.
Oh, I love
all
it.
All of it.
Angela sits right down and mixes the audience.
So I would say for us, I love discovering new things with him. I think it's completely human nature to, you're going to change your whole life, you're going to evolve, you're going to experience things, and I think if, you know, some people will grow apart, where I feel like this has brought us closer because we're discovering it together. I mean, you know, some couples take up salsa, we took up swimming. and our communication has to be good. Like, we've learned about, you know, communication and being honest. And I think honesty has always been, it's one of those things that, I don't know, how would you say? You going to jump in? Anytime?
Well, what you take from it, what I take from it, are very different, though.
Okay, you do it. What's yours?
I love, it's so different to my life and world otherwise, because we have a complete separation between our life and this life, that it's such a huge energy, you know. That's what I love. It's like a dirty secret. I know some people, it encompasses a lot more of their life, but for me, I love having the two parts, I guess. The secret, sneaky side that no one knows about, and that too. So, but the stuff it brings to us and the energy in our relationship has been huge. So, for us, the new things we've learned about each other.
It keeps it fresh. It definitely keeps it fresh.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So, especially when you're meeting different people and having different sexual experiences with different people, and all the new little tricks you learn along the way that, you know, you don't know what you don't know, and then you could be with one person that, you know, does a little flick here and a pinch there, and you're like, hey, yeah, I need to teach you how to do that. And he's great. He'd be like, he's actually called the guy before to say, hey, that thing you did on my wife, what did you do? And he, yeah.
That's great. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I was happy with it.
And you would never have worn eyeliner ever before either.
Yeah.
That's happened too.
Wait.
No.
Yeah.
So I've honestly been lost in your eyes all week. Yeah. And my question was, are you wearing eyeliner or are you just one of those lucky cunts that has dark underlines?
No, see, the argument rages every time because I call it my war paint. She goes, it's eyeliner. I said, no, it's war paint. I'm getting war paint on.
So I call it, for me, it's guy liner.
I put it on him. We went to the, what's it called? The erotic ball
in Townsville. Yeah.
So I convinced him after a lot of nagging, no, do this. And then I put it on him. And then we went and he got so many compliments. So now,
right?
You know, he's like, so, you know, can you put the eyeliner on me now? And I was like, calm down, wait your turn for the makeup.
So very similar, Angela and I, like, she was like, you should try eyeliner. And I was like, all right, I'll try anything twice. and I put it
well,
on.
Well, it's good you didn't do one eye.
God damn. I got so many compliments that I was like, holy shit, I need to do this all the time. So I will often wear eyeliner.
Yeah.
So my three basics are a color correcting foundation, uh-huh, just cream, because it's moisturizer anyway and, uh-huh, you know, protect from the sun, but it also evens me out, eyeliner, and an eyebrow pencil. And I get compliments. I'll go to work and people are like, wow, you don't look your age at all. I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm a man in makeup, man. Like, come on. Great, I love it.
Well, I believe the term is war paint.
Good smelling shampoo.
Say what?
I said girls go to good smelling shampoo. Oh. I saw your reaction this morning. And I'm like, it's a shampoo.
Look, it's 40% shampoo. If you've got a really good smelling shampoo, 60% just natural pheromones. 57% natural pheromones. And I just like you as a human, 3%. So, you know, we've got a few people here that if you bend over towards me, I'm just going to stick my head in your neck and smell because you smell amazing. I'm not going to name names or point people out.
And there's a few people if you bend over away from him.
One of the folks over there. Anyway, yes. Yum. Sorry. I'm feeling exceptionally dirty right now. Do we have anybody else? Any other? All right. If there's nobody else, that's absolutely fine. So I am going to add, we had one person sort of whisper a word into my ear, and that word is compersion. Mm. And do we all know what compersion is? Mm-hmm. So if we don't, compersion is happiness that you get, the joy that you feel at someone else's joy or happiness. And that is something that I know that I was taught by this sort of community, and that the person who whispered this into my ear was taught. And if you are still confused after what it means, I always use the example of a child's first birthday. And oftentimes that child will get a cake. And we see that child and they just tear into the cake. They get their whole face in it, rip it apart. And not one of us will look at that child and go, I wish I had some fucking cake. No, we're happy. We smile. We giggle because that child is feeling such excitement and joy.
I know one person that would take the cake away.
Yes, Lawrence.
It was a dinosaur cake.
You know,
but I get that when I see Angela getting pleasure or giving pleasure to somebody. And I think that that is such a great feeling to know that your partner is happy and joyful. And that's something that I think that all of us have experienced at least once or twice. And that's something that we take away from this. And then we take out into the real world. And that's, I think those are such cool things when we color outside of the lines a little bit and we can take our fun play world and take it into our boring real world. That's a great experience, a great thing to do. Awesome. Should we move on to game time or wedding time?
Game time.
Game time.
Game time.
All right. So what did I do with my bag of goodies? Thank you so much. All right. In my sack.
Isn't your sack empty yet? Two balls.
I have no balls. but I have some fun stuff just to give away. I've got two things real quick that we'll do. The first person to... Will you cover your shirt? The first person over there who can tell me what's on Angela's shirt.
Fox. I love furry friends.
Over there. Yeah. Here's a... We pass this over. It's a Love Honey Bullet Vibrator. I mean, that was an easy one. Look, we'll work up to it. Okay. And the first person who can say what the words on my shirt over
it's
here.
Not lube. Speed is not lube. Oh, yeah, you got it. Well done.
Pass that down. And this is important, right? Because... There's a fellow right here in this colorful outfit. Will you ask him, Angela, to say what's on my shirt? I just need to have that recorded.
We need
what's this say, mate?
For prosperity. This is going to be a new ringtone. Hold on. Can you please read Bradford's shirt for us?
Spit is not lube.
Thank you, Naughty.
Thank you.
Made in China.
And just for a shout out, what's your Instagram, the best Instagram on Instagram?
I don't know.
Way to know your brand, mate.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so we're going to do this a couple of ways. You can tell I have my reading glasses on, so I'm going to have to do some reading. Who here has played the board game Outburst? Okay, so it's an American game, apparently. I don't know. So Outburst is a game where I have a panel over here that has... A category on it, and then it has 10 things under that category. So, like in this one, the category is put a ring on it, and it's places on your body where you wear rings. And then we would shout out,
cock.
Cock.
So, you've got to get all the answers. Correct. Like Family Feud, but you've got to get all of them. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 10. Had to count. 10. All right. So we're going to start off easy. I need volunteers, though. I want to do this couple-wise. Sorry, singles. You can work together. But I want to do this couple-wise. So just right. Okay. So we got Lawrence over here and a partner. I've got up for this. We're going to do... The way we're going to do this, we're going to compete, right? So it's going to be you all against somebody else. You get the front half of the card, we get the back half of the card. Or they get the back half of the card, right? Whoever gets the most wins. Okay? And this is for a classy cunt koozie. That's right. Stubby holders. All right, so you go over there. So who's going to compete against our lovely friends here?
We need another couple.
We need another couple. These two? All right. So let's, since you already heard that one.
Get a fresh card.
Get a fresh card. Will somebody set a timer? Not you, because it's on there. Yes. We're going to do this 60 seconds. We'll give you 60 seconds.
Yell it out.
Just yell it out. Yeah, but yell it at Angela, because she has a microphone.
Yeah, yell at me. Come on.
Okay.
Are we doing a degradation thing here?
So what we'll do is we'll make this couple go first. You all just imitate them once after their 90 seconds. Did I say 90 or 60? After their 60 seconds, you'll get your 60 seconds on a different card. All right. This is not an inside job is the big category. The subject is the negative side of outdoor sex. And go.
Sand in your
rain.
Crevices.
People sing, but that could be positive.
Are you telling us if we're getting any of these, or we're just going
to
keep
yelling? No, just keep yelling.
Getting eaten by bugs.
Sunburn.
Yeah.
Wind rash.
Yeah.
Getting chafed lips. stepping on something sharp. Lying on something sharp.
Grass burn.
Oh God.
30 seconds.
What was the question again?
The negative side of outdoor sex.
Getting arrested. Getting arrested, yeah.
Public indecency, if that's a thing.
What else?
I love that you're like, there's no negatives. I can't think of anything.
Crocodiles.
Being eaten by wildlife.
Yeah.
All right,
time's up.
Time.
We have time's up. All right, so I'll tell you.
Well done. That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I will admit, I gave you 2 half points.
Okay.
So you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 total.
Oh, okay.
The ones you got, sand.
Yeah.
I gave you 1/2 point for privacy.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm. 1/2 point for deciding who's on bottom. I liked because you said sharp, lying down, sharp thing. Neighborhood watch program.
Yeah.
sunburned parts,
yeah.
Bug bites, grass stains. The ones you missed, drones.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Cell phone cameras, and the cold. Sorry, that windburn wasn't close enough for that. Windburn chapped lip, whatever.
Why is that bush breathing so heavily over there?
So the number to beat is 6. The card is...
Got it.
Not going to be used. That's terrible.
Something easy.
It was too American. I'm going to get, I mean, I don't want to give you all like.
Mrs. Puffs, Captain Crunch.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, things really you can use as lube.
Okay. Clean up on aisle 7. Places where sperm ends up. Go.
Towels.
Sheets.
Curtains.
Asses.
Roofs.
Faces.
Walls.
Pillowcases.
Stuffed toys.
What was the last one?
Stuffed toys. I don't know.
Tissues.
Bathroom. Bathtubs. Showers.
Pubes.
Bodies. Vaginas.
Mouths.
Asses. Mouths.
Mouths.
Tits.
Walls.
I've said walls.
Bed frames.
Carpet.
Couches.
Yes.
One.
I don't know. Okay. Oh, pool and spa, yeah.
Yeah, too. Pool, spa.
Cancer bathtub.
Someone else.
10 to go.
10 seconds.
Ah.
Oceans.
Yeah, find a condom as well.
Condoms.
Time's up.
Okay. Well done.
Is this? Can I just ask? Is this all from like blacklighting your house? Is that where you're getting these from?
A little bit. Yeah.
By my count, you have 7.
Ooh.
But I think I may have missed one because there you all were rattling up like a machine gun for a second. So this is what I got: bed, hair, sheets, towel, Kleenex, mouth, vagina.
Yeah.
What I missed, I think you may have said, was face.
Yeah.
I did say face. All right, so you got 8. Underwear.
Oh.
And because the movie, apple pie.
Yeah.
Apple pie, of course.
Did. Yeah.
All right, give those folks a stubby holder.
Especially at work. Yeah.
All right. We're going to go to this side. No. 2 couple volunteers. All right. Hang on. Working on it. Okay. This is for another stubby holder. Drunk motherfucker. All right. Are we gonna are we gonna argue, arm wrestle? We gonna rock, scissors? All right.
Oh, nice.
First.
Who's first?
All right. Okay.
I get a good one.
Okay. So, can somebody set a? Oh, thank you. The subject is get buzzed. Things that vibrate and go.
Vibrator, mosquitoes, mobile phone.
Mud wipe seat.
Bradford, this one sucks.
Bradford. Oh, Bradford. The gentleman.
Things
that vibrate.
Pages.
Phones.
What vibrates?
Crocodiles vibrate.
Crocodiles.
There we go. I'm learning something.
Washing machine.
Electric razor.
Electric toothbrush.
Good one.
Yep, yep.
Lawnmower.
What?
Lawnmower. Right on. Even. Jesus.
This is a hard one.
That's what she said.
10 seconds left.
Washing machine.
Dryer.
Massager. Oh, yes, massager. Thank you.
Sorry.
Done.
Time.
All right. As by my count, you all have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.5. We'll ask about one of them and see what the
general consensus is.
So what you did get was vibrators, dildos, which dildos don't vibrate. They're vibrators then. Come on. Anyway, sex toys.
Well, they do if you put a vibrator on them.
Cell phones, mobile phones, electronic toothbrush, washing machine, electric shaver, and I give you half for a massage chair because you said massager. That's a half. So you've got 5.5. What you missed was game controllers. Come on, my Fortnite couple.
Come on.
Neon lights.
Oh.
Cheap motel beds. And vocal cords.
Oh.
That's hum. Oh. All right. So the number to beat is 5.5.
All right. Here we go.
I don't like the sound of that.
All right. I find that hard to swallow. Slang for fellatio.
Oh.
And go.
Blowjob.
Ed.
Cunnilingus. Hummer. I've got no idea on this one. Sorry? Beach. Blowy. I got no idea. Cunnilingus. Romancing the stone. Romancing the bone.
Yeah.
Sucking the snake.
Romancing the bone.
Romancing the bone, I said. Brushing your teeth.
20.
The rusty trombone.
Yeah, the rusty trombone. I'm done on that one.
10 to go.
Yeah.
Come on.
Come on, you do it.
I said blow. Blowing out the candles? Suck.
Honey, yeah. I swallowed the kids.
Okay. So they got 4 out of 10. Does anybody else?
Going down?
Going down was one that they missed.
That was...
Okay, what they got was blowjob, BJ, head, suck, and hummer. And you missed the Australian one.
Gobby.
Gobby.
Oh.
I was waiting for the gobby.
Which one here?
I don't say that.
Bob on the knob.
Oh.
Slurp the gherkin. Deep throat.
Deep throat.
And oral.
Ah.
You forget about the obvious ones.
Yeah. All right, so, I'm sorry. Winner, winner,
chicken
wedding dinner.
Winner, winner, drunk motherfucker.
All right. Now we're getting serious. All right.
Yeah.
The way we're going to do this, let's see, what's the best way to do this? Should we, like, we've got some good prizes now. No offense, those were just the warm-up prizes.
I mean, you can recompete, too.
Yes, absolutely. So we now have one of the Curious Humans games. We have Kinky Humans with the add-on True-False pack for that. And we also have their Ultimate Icebreaker Aussie Humans, which I think we all are now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I'm going to say in order to win this, you got to get 8.
Right.
And I know that's hard.
Do we allow longer time?
We're going to allow longer time. And if others want to help, they may. So, like, if you can rouse the crowd and get them going, then, yeah, we'll allow it. But I'm going to pick the card I want.
Getting naked will help with that.
Yeah, and you can do this. Flash your boobs, flash your balls, show me your ass, and you may get extra points. You won't, but you may. All right. Angela, find us a couple.
All right, who's up? All right, we've got a taker over here. All right. Come on, Naughty and Rocket. We can do this.
All right.
We can do this.
You have to get 8. 90 seconds are on the clock. And remember, if you have to ask for help, you have to convince the audience to help you somehow. And you can do that in any way that you'd like. When opportunity knocks, reasons to have sex.
Boredom.
Because you can.
Horny.
Yeah, they're hot. They were there.
You're awake. Need to sleep.
Yeah. You slipped over and fell on it.
He's hot.
To get pregnant.
To get pregnant.
Oh yeah,
good one.
Half time break.
So far you've gotten one.
Making a baby.
Makeup sex.
Yeah, makeup sex.
Love. Jackie, well
love.
Done.
Love.
We technically should have that part of it.
Compersion.
Birthday. Anniversary.
Oh, yeah, swinging.
Yeah, you're in a club.
Because you pulled their keys
dark.
Out of the bowl.
Oh, because you're in the shit. Well, you got it.
Because there was a hole in the fence.
Because the apple pie looks hot.
30 seconds. You need 3.
You've got a load that you need to get rid of.
Blue balls.
A tad children.
The partner wants to. They don't have a headache today. It's your birthday.
You want to lose your virginity.
You want to lose your virginity.
You're at the drive-in.
You're at the drive-in.
What was it?
You're at the drive-in. You're at the movie.
That was time.
Join the Mile High Club.
You got 7.
Oh!
But, we'll let the audience decide because I'll admit a few of your answers were better specifically than one of these that I do not like. So if we all decide to throw out the one that I don't like, because it's my game show anyway.
We'd have to be convinced somehow, though.
You do have to be convinced somehow.
So
the ones that I gave you. Horny, birthday, makeup, in love, get pregnant, wifely duty. I stretched it, and I hate that one, too, but... And groupie, because I heard somebody says there was a bunch of you or a group or something, and I counted it.
Was that the drive-in?
The ones that you didn't get were, it was the third date, which I'll give that. That's kind of funny, except unless you're Angela and I. You paid for it.
Oh.
Is that like marriage? And this is the one that I'm willing to throw out, and we'll call it a win for you all. Peer pressure.
Boo!
I love
Yay,
it.
Give us some.
So, we'll let you decide. Would you like the Aussie humans or the kinky humans?
Kinky. Is there a kinky Aussie humans?
Yeah, we're all here.
Yeah.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Marvelous boobs, by the way.
All right. We've got now the Aussie humans to give away. Same rules, which are mostly arbitrary.
God, that's an evil laugh, isn't it?
All right, who's going to do this one? Anybody over there?
Do we have any volunteers? Oh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
All right, Angela's going to get in the pool. Go to the deep
end. I can only go to my knees. You have to come to me, partially. Here we go.
All right, another 90 seconds on the clock. No ifs, ands, or buts. Things you can do with your butt. And go.
Tails, butt plugs, fingering, anal, eating, sucking, rubbing,
farting and pooping.
Farting, pooping, skidding, rubs. I might have said that.
What was that? Skidding?
Tanning. Skidding, you know, like bum drag off a dog.
Spanking.
Boot scooting.
Spanking.
Twerking. Dancing. Shaking.
Eating.
Curving. Waxing.
Eating.
What did you say?
Shitting.
Shitting.
He already said that. He already said pooping.
Oh, I missed that.
Sitting.
Yes. Jiggling.
Jiggling.
Spanking.
Riding.
We've said spanking.
Licking. Can we go with beating as well?
Spanking.
Spitting, spanking, beating.
Help me.
Booty call.
Yeah.
Beep beep. Hello.
Booty call.
Booty call. Vibrating.
Mooning.
You should know that one.
Flashing.
Flashing.
Are you doing pretty fucking good?
Sitting. They need three.
Three.
Oh.
This is hard.
Bleaching.
Farting.
What is that? Lighting farts. But anal bleaching.
A time's up. Bleaching. I've got to be honest, you get extra points for that one. Okay, what you got was sit, poop, twerk, light a fart, fart, moon, spank, have sex. What you missed, which was this, is butt dial. Also, crush in an ashtray.
Wait, what?
I don't know what that even means.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, a cigarette butt.
Okay.
Oh, shush. All right, we got a winner. We'll just sit it over here. Come see me later. All right, so we've got more. That was all of our prizes, but we've got more games. If you want to play this, feel free to play with yourself or your partners. But now we have the very special time of the podcast where two young lovers find each other. They drift like driftwood, drifting in the driftless, vastless sea. I'm a wordsmith. What can I say? We were fortunate enough to meet this couple, and we found out that we like this couple and that they're smart and sexy. If somebody will pass me my iPad, and then we're just going to let them sit down, but we're going to do a wedding today for Sestat and Briars.
I've always wanted to officiate a wedding.
I had a chance earlier in the week, but it just didn't work out because somebody looked more mature. And handsome, I mean. I would like to tell you a story of two people in love, in lust, in ecstasy, and in front of me. The dictionary, this is why I don't get allowed to speak at things. The dictionary defines swinger as one who swings, but more aptly, a person who is lively, exciting, and fashionable. And I can't think of a definition that is more fitting for the two who are sitting in front of us. From the moment that anyone is fortunate enough to meet these two, their liveliness is apparent. They have a zest for everything they do, and for some reason, that zest applies to exercise. Also, some of you may have experienced some of that zest here, and lucky all the luck to you. Exciting, the second part of the definition that I've sort of skipped over. There is honestly never a dull moment around or between the two of you. There is an exuberance to everything and everyone that you do and that you take on. And some of y'all have experienced that one too. And if you haven't, seriously, get in line. It's great. Fashionable? We can't have it all. Right here I have written, just look at them. But we can't have it all. Look, it's late in the morning on day five. Anyway, the dictionary also says a swinger is someone who engages in sex freely. And I can honestly say that I've never been charged by either of the two. As I understand it, the beautiful couple may have jotted down a few things they'd like to say to one another. Briars, would you please start?
Says that today I promise to laugh with you in the fun times and swing with you in the hard times. I promise to share you and do all the adventures with you. You have the freedom to chase all your desires and let other people share the extraordinary things that you can do. I'm grateful for our home of kinks, laughter, passion, equality, and love. Says that you're my best friend and lover. Today I choose you with the inclusion of all others.
Says that.
When I did my original serious vows for our family, I did promise to always objectify you, and today that one stands. I want you above all others, but the others are fun and hot as fuck too, so let's keep them as well. I would like you to promise me to keep asking me to obey you. I can't promise I will, but it's fucking hard. I promise to take the role of the top at least 30% of the time, and I promise that you can keep me in a collar, and I promise to keep you on your toes. I adore you and the freedom and kinkiness you bring to my life.
Aww.
Can I talk to her? Yeah.
Can, only
who
if we can record it.
Oh, shit. We didn't have the cock ring first. That's fine. We'll do the cock ring exchange later. You may fuck the bride. That's the first for our podcast. So with that, we just want to thank everybody here who's made this for us so special. Special shout out to Ray and Jackie. Ray, you have done so much fucking work. Angela as well. I'm going to put the order of effort that's gone into all of this as Ray is 84%, Angela is 16%, and Jackie and I are just happy to be here. But these takeovers, they're only as good as the people involved. And I can tell you that Angela and I have been to three at Desire.
Yeah.
A couple more around Australia. And this has been my absolute favorite one. And it is because of the people involved. Without good people, these things are fucking boring and bland. And they're boring and bland fucking. So, just give yourselves a round of applause for making this such a great week.
Yeah. Wonderful people.
And I'd love to do this again with all y'all next year. So, Ray, get on that, buddy.
Twice a year, bi-yearly, yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, I like doing things bi.
Ray's just had a heart attack. Yes.
Don't worry, Ray, it's just a little more work. And with that, a final happy birthday to Ray. We're going to sign off.
Woo-hoo! Happy birthday to you. Birthday blowjobs for Ray.
Just going to break in here real quick to talk about two of our sponsors, which are Curious Humans Game. If you go to www.curioushumansgame.com, you will find an amazing game that will bring you, your family, your friends, your sexy partners, and everyone else closer together. If you haven't already listened to it, a few weeks ago, we were lucky enough to play a couple of rounds with Tyler, the creator of Curious Humans, and man, it was a laugh fest. So if you haven't listened to that, go back, listen to it. If you have and haven't yet bought the game, go to curioushumansgame.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. That's BYTHEBI. Okay, Angela. So give me a place that we might go on a journey to.
North Pole.
The North Pole. Oh, it's like Christmas already.
It's coming up.
Yeah. You know, Christmas is just around the corner, and someone is going to be all alone, and all she'll have is her North Pole. So if you're like Mrs. Claus and you need more than just some large pole that I imagine is wrapped in like red and white candy cane stripes to pleasure yourself or pleasure your partner, go to adamandeve.com. At adamandeve.com, you can find everything you might need for your North Pole and your South Hole. That's right, adamandeve.com. Use checkout code BYTHEBY. Why? Because when you do, you'll get 50% off the item that you desire. You'll also get 6 movies on demand, some extra things thrown in the box to play with, and free shipping. That's right, free shipping. We all know how when that fat fella goes riding around with his 8 crazy Wayne Deer? Yes, Wayne Deer. With his 8 crazy Wayne Deer. It's expensive. It's very expensive. But not when you go to adamandeve.com and use checkout code BYTHEBY. So go there, get you something, and empty your sack into something other than the Mrs. Claus.
Excellent. So that was our live podcast. And we ended with a very happy birthday for Ray. I mean, it's now past, but still, we can give him a belated happy birthday.
Belated happy birthday, Ray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was great fun. And next time, you know, hopefully you can come up and join us and be part of our live podcast. Thank you to everybody who spoke and everybody who was kind and friendly and smiley. That was great. Yeah, we definitely appreciate all of our listeners and the folks who come and join us on these fun forays.
Yeah, and stay tuned next week for a review, a full review of Escape to the Tropics.
Yes, with special guest Kobe. That's right. So send your emails, theatomsoflove@gmail.com, or go to our website, www.bythebio.com.au. Go to our contact page if you want to reach out to us, or our events page if you want to see where we're going to be. Hit us up on all of our socials. We are at By the By Podcast on Twitter, on Facebook, and on Instagram, or support us on patreon.com/bythebypodcast, where you can join our Discord and, yeah, join the conversation with us and all of our crazy, amazing, sexy friends, guests, and so, any final words, Angela?
No.
See you next week.